Welcome to Portraits in Blue and Green, a show that features the legends of jazz, both past and present. Our goal is to bring you the music and times of these gifted artists. This great American art form known as jazz is timeless. I'm your host, Frank Wilner, so sit back and enjoy. A mixed bag of jazz goodies this week. Traditional, straight-ahead, ballads, along with a handful of marvelous vocals, make up our playlist. We open with one of the best clarinet players of our time, Kenny DeVerne, playing My Honey's Lovin' Arms, which was written in 1922 and was recorded by the original Memphis Five, led by Phil Napoleon, who was one of DeVerne's early mentors. The two guitar players on this are Bucky Pizzarelli and Howard Alden. Greg Cohen is on bass, and Tony D. Nicola plays drums. Thank you. solo piano of Don Friedman is on next with a fascinating version of My Romance, which also happens to be the title cut from his Steeplechase recording.
Thank you.
I recently obtained a 2010 recording by Sue Rainey called Listen Here, which is full of standards. What makes this album special is that it's all Rainey and pianist Alan Broadbent, bringing back memories of the recording he made with Irene Krall. Here's Sue Rainey with My Melancholy Baby. The tune opens with the seldom heard verse.
Come, sweetheart mine, don't sit and pine. Tell me of the cares that make you feel so blue. What have I done? Answer me, hun. Have I ever said an unkind word to you? My love is true and just for you. I'd do almost anything at any time. Dear, when you sigh or when you cry, something seems to grip this very heart of mine. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish, fancy maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
Rainey just sang My Melancholy Baby. Prior to that, it was pianist Don Friedman with My Romance, and we began the show with Kenny DeVerne and his mates playing My Honey's Lovin' Arms. You're listening to Portraits in Blue and Green on WNHN 94.7 FM. At the age of 92 in 2017, Vibraphonist Terry Gibbs was in top-notch form. Here he is with his quartet playing The Shadow of Your Smile. John Campbell is the pianist, and Terry's son, Jerry, is the drummer. Mike Garola plays bass. Thank you. Let's listen to some early Chet from 1956. The tune is Halima, which was written by tenor saxophonist Phil Urso, who was also heard here. Halima was one of Chet's wives. Joining Baker and Urso are Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Bond playing bass, and Peter Lippman on drums. This from Chet's Pacific Jazz album, Chet Baker and Crew. One can never go wrong with vocalist-pianist Champine Fulton. What a show she puts on. From her duo album, Dream a Little, with alto saxophonist Corey Weeds, we're going to listen to an Andy Razoff, UB Blake tune called I'd Give a Dollar for a Dime.
That little jukebox right over there is like a magic key. For it can take you anywhere. On wings of memory. I'd give a dollar for a dime. not to hear that record play again, to carry me down Lover's Lane again. Back when the world was all in rhyme, I'd give a dollar for a dime. I've got to hear that sweet refrain again, to turn love's December into May again. Back when the world was all in rhyme, seems that song was written for us. Every word a note would have charms. Our two hearts could sing the chorus as I hold you here in my arms. I'd give a dollar for my aching heart is on my sleeve again, to close my eyes and make believe again. I'd give a dollar for a dime just to hear that record one more time.
I'd Give a Dollar for a Dime was sung and played by Champagne Fulton Alto saxophonist Corey Weeds was also along. Chet Baker and his group played a tune called Halima, and the set began with Terry Gibbs and his quartet playing The Shadow of Your Smile. The show is Portraits in Blue and Green, and I'm your host, Frank Wilner. Ballads have always been a weakness of mine, and I usually try to play one or two on my show. I've always loved For Heaven's Sake. Tenor saxophonist Tina Brooks recorded a great version of this. Blue Mitchell is the trumpet player and Kenny Drew is the pianist. Paul Chambers is on bass and Art Taylor plays drums.
Thank you.
Every now and again, I receive recordings in the mail from jazz promotion organizations, which grab my attention. I'm pretty fussy about what I like. The recording New York Moment by the J.C. Hopkins Biggish Band is outstanding. Hopkins is the pianist and leader. He writes all his own material. He and his band have been holding forth at Minton's Playhouse every Saturday night for years. We're going to listen to an original called One of Those Days. The singer is Venetia Gould. Vocalist Rachel Price is on next, singing I'll String Along With You. Price is a pop singer these days, and I yearn for her to get back into jazz singing.
All my life I've waited for an angel, but no angel ever came along. Then one happy afternoon I met you, and my heart began to sing a song. Somehow I mistook you for an angel, but now I'm glad that I was wrong. You may not be an angel, angels are so few, but until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to you. For every little fault that you have, say I've got three or four. The human little faults you do just make me love you more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you do. So until the day that one
was Rachel Price singing I'll String Along With You. The J.C. Hopkins Biggish Band, featuring vocalist Venetia Gould, got into an original called One of Those Days, and the segment kicked off with Tina Brooks and For Heaven's Sake. This is the Best in Jazz on WNHN 94.7 FM. Cornetist Ruby Braff is always fun to listen to, and he often surrounded himself with some of the best musicians around. Here he is with Dave McKenna, Scott Hamilton, Howard Alden, Frank Tate, and Alan Dawson. The tune is Keepin' Out of Mischief Now, a Fats Waller composition. Meredith D'Ambrosio has a sweet voice. Here she is singing Cole Porter's Everything I Love. Husband Eddie Higgins, who has since passed, is the pianist.
You are to me everything. My life to be everything. When in my sleep you appear, fair skies of deep blue appear. Each time our lips touch again, I yearn for you oh so much again. You are my favorite star, my haven in heaven above. You are everything I love, my favorite star above. You're everything I time our lips touch again. I yearn for you oh so much again. You are my favorite star, my haven in heaven above. You are everything I love, my favorite star above. You're everything I love.
You just listened to Meredith D'Ambrosia sing Everything I Love, and it was Ruby Braff and his New England Songhounds with Keeping Out of Mischief Now. Well, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed these tunes. Many thanks, as always, to our producer, Dick Michaud. I'm Lady Frances, suggesting that you stay cool and be mellow, and we'll see you next time on Portraits in Blue and Green. A reminder to check out the schedule and guidelines for the Josa Jazz series on their website, www.josajazz.com. Podcasts of this and earlier shows can be found on our website.